This is Ted Kennedy. Fair housing is the number one item on the civil rights agenda in Congress. Is Senator Al Simpson part of the problem or the solution? In a moment, we'll find out on Face Off. Al, fair housing is the unfinished business of civil rights. Every year, 2 million families can't rent the apartment or buy the home they want because of racial bias. Housing discrimination is a nationwide problem, and it deserves a nationwide solution. We passed legislation in 1968 banning such discrimination, Al, but the law's a flop. The enforcement procedure is defective, and the bigots have had a field day for 20 years. Now legislation with tough remedies is on the move in Congress. Once again, the problem is the Reagan administration. For 8 years, they've attempted to block all progress on civil rights. They undermined the Voting Rights Act, and they even tried to give tax credits to segregated schools. Maybe the administration will listen to you on fair housing, Al, or are you still living in the outhouse on civil rights, too?
Now, boy, Ted, you're out wandering around in the woods on this one. The single gut issue here is fair housing. You won't find one thoughtful member of Congress actually against fair housing, but the real issue is how to accomplish it within the framework of a little thing called the American Constitution. You would create a monstrous system that would deny a property owner a jury trial, even though that person could be forced to pay heavy fines up to $50,000. Come on, Ted, where did you stash your thinking cap on due process? But you wouldn't stop there either, would you? You go on to establish a definition of a handicapped person that could include any individual who voluntarily decides to be under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Your aims may be noble, Ted, but your solution is far left of the mark, right where you've been for lots of years, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.